Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened in Ezra chapter 3 from Friday?
There was lots of towers, like the oven towers, and they built a lot of fucking gates, like the fish gate and the dung gate and...
The sheep gate.
The sheep gate and...
The north gate.
And...
The front gate.
Yeah.
The valley gate.
There's a lot of fucking gates.
So many gates.
So many.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they were joyous.
They were joyous. Okay.
They were joyous. Yeah.
Because they built gates.
The sound was heard from far away.
Was it because they built gates?
Because of the gates.
It wasn't because of Bill Gates, but no. They built gates.
Built gates, built not gates, Bill Gates.
Not Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. All right. So that was Ezra chapter 3.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be reading
Ezra chapter 4.
All right. Let's go do this.
Okie dokie.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we accidentally said Ezra, but guess what?
We're in Nehemiah.
We are. And you wanted to re-record the whole thing, but I was like, nah, keep it in.
Right, yeah. Well, we already re-recorded once.
Yeah, because I forgot.
What happened the first time, yeah.
Because
we got through the husband,
I go, husband, wife. And you go, wife, and then I was like, I don't remember. yeah.
So,
but we said the correct thing. There were gates.
And it is the fourth chapter of,
yeah,
you know, I was something.
Just, I was
Ezra.
In Ezra instead of Nehemiah.
Yeah, we're in Nehemiah.
Yeah. So let's read Nehemiah chapter 4.
Yeah, instead of Ezra. Don't read Ezra chapter 4.
Nope, I'm not. We already read Ezra.
Okay. Yeah.
So when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed.
Who's this guy?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's Sanballat.
Why is he mad that we're rebuilding the wall?
He ridiculed the wall. Jews.
Oh, not ridiculed.
He's not a Jew, so that's why.
Well, I mean, but he's ridiculing them. That's so strong.
Ridiculing them. And in the presence of his associates and the army of Samaria, he said,
"Oh,
what are those feeble Jews doing?
Feeble?
Feeble. They're not even capable. They're just feeble.
Right. Man.
Will they restore their wall?
Probably not if they're as feeble as you're saying.
Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life?
What does this guy care?
From those heaps of rubble burned as they are?
Why don't they just get new stones?
He's like, what?
How do you bring stones back to life?
I don't fucking know.
That's weird.
I don't know. This guy's like, what are they doing over there? They're so stupid. Look at them. They have shoes. Like, what? They're breathing air.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Yeah. He's like, he's really uppity.
He's very incensed here.
Mm-hmm. Tobiah the Ammonite, who was at his side, said, what are they building? Even a fox climbing up on it would break down their wall of stones.
Yeah, those foxes knock down their walls all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, hear us, our God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their heads. Oh, suddenly we're in present tense. Present tense, first person. Nehemiah is saying.
Oh, Nehemiah is saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Present tense, first person. He is saying right now, hear us, our God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their heads. Give them over as plunder on a land of captivity. Do not cover up their guilt or blot out their sins from your sight, for they have thrown insults in the face
not
of the builders.
Insults in front of the builders.
Not the builders. Oh, my God.
Man, they can't take it. It's just
when somebody calls me a name, like Baldy, like that one chapter.
Yeah, you got to kill them with bears,
you
gotta right?
You got to kill them. You got to make them pay.
Right.
You got to send them to hell and have them burn for eternity.
Because they insulted you.
Insults. Man. My God. So we, says Nehemiah, rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart.
Well, that was good. I'm glad they did that, even with the insults.
Even with the insults.
I know that made it so much more difficult.
I know when somebody calls you names, it's hard.
Yeah, it's not as easy to work.
I mean, we do try to teach our children today that sticks and stones.
Right.
But these guys didn't have rhymes yet.
No.
So they didn't know.
Yeah.
Also, apparently they'd never heard of kindness or just brush it off.
Right.
Go punch that guy in the nose and get on with your work.
Right.
Don't fucking worry about
it. I mean, it's like three guys or something, right? Just go throw them in jail or something for a bit.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know.
Whatever. Or build a wall and push them out on the other side.
Yeah.
Like, you're over there now.
Right.
But when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, and the Ammonites, and the people of Ashdod heard that the repairs to Jerusalem's walls had gone ahead and that the gaps were being closed, oh, fuck. They were very angry.
Oh, my God. Why were they angry? I don't understand why they're angry.
They don't want the Jews
They had all the paperwork,
back.
Right? They had all the paperwork, and, like, the kings are all good with this, and, like, who the fuck are these people?
These people live there.
Oh.
They were the ones
that lived there before they came back?
Yeah. And they're like, no, last time that the Jewish people were here and were friendly with leaders from other countries, they basically like ruled this fucking area.
Yeah.
We do not want them and their God to be successful again.
Right.
Because then they will kill us.
Got it.
So They kind of have a reason to be worried.
Okay. All right.
So anyway, all these guys plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble against it.
Mm.
But we, says Nehemiah,
yeah,
prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat.
A guard. Man.
I would maybe consider posing two guards.
Maybe even more than that.
Probably more. Probably like at least 10 at each gate.
Right, yeah.
Because there's a lot of gates.
Maybe even have an army ready to go.
I would probably have an army ready to go.
You know?
Yeah. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the people in Judah said, the strength of the laborers is giving out, and there is so much rubble that we cannot rebuild a wall.
Mm.
Also, our enemy said, before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them, and we will kill them and put an end to the work. I really like the laugh.
You're getting into this one. Yeah.
They're so insulty.
Right, yeah.
Then the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times over, wherever you turn, they will attack us.
Oh.
Therefore, I, Nehemiah, stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows. After I, Nehemiah, looked things over, I, Nehemiah, stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome? Remember that guy?
Yeah.
And fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes.
He's probably got your back, right?
Yeah. God surely maybe might help.
Right. Unless he doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. Because maybe we're prideful for assuming he'll help. You just never know.
Exactly.
When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to our own work. Yay!
Oh, okay.
From that day on, half of my men did the work, while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor.
Mm.
The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other.
Sounds counterproductive.
Right?
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
It's hard to work while you got a weapon in your hand.
Yeah. How about you have the people that are working be working, and then there's
the
other people
be the guard people, right?
Yeah. And each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked. But the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me, Nehemiah. He stayed with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then I, Nehemiah, said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, the work is extensive and spread out, and we are widely separated from each other along the wall. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there. Our God will fight for us. Burr, burr, burr,
burr. Or so you'll fight for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you got to join there.
Right, so. So we continued the work with half the men holding spears from the first light of dawn till the stars came out. At that time, I, Nehemiah, also said to the people, have every man and his helper stay inside Jerusalem at night so they can serve us as guards by night and as workers by day. Neither
They don't get any breaks?
No breaks.
Okay.
No breaks. No sleep. Never.
Okay.
Neither I, Nehemiah, nor my brothers, nor my men, nor the guards with me took off our clothes. Each had his weapon, even when he went for water. The end.
Mm, that sounds like they probably need to do some laundry.
I need to do some laundry. I got to work tomorrow.
They got to work in all those clothes that they're always wearing.
Well, so. They are nasty, so
right.
They're building and they're all sweaty.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Plus, don't they have to do all those religious things and clean themselves?
One would think,
how
right?
are they cleansing themselves before the Lord?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Are they working on the Sabbath? What's happening on the Sabbath? Is somebody guarding on the Sabbath?
You wouldn't think so, because, you know, they can't work on the Sabbath, right?
So why doesn't everybody just wait till the Sabbath day and then be like, haha, they can't work on the Sabbath, and
right?
Go attack
seems
them
like
then.
A good plan for the enemy people,
right?
So
I'm not on the side of the enemy people, but nor am I on the side of those rebuilding Jerusalem,
right? I mean, whatever.
I'm sideless. Yeah. I have no sides.
All right, well, that was Nehemiah chapter 4.
Sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow we'll be back with
Nehemiah chapter 5. And when we say Nehemiah, we mean it, not
definitely,
Ezra.
Definitely. All right, we'll see you guys then.
Yep, bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.